Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
The following program is brought to you by Speak the Word Ministries.
The enemy wants us to focus on all the chaos and the disorder that's going on in the world today, then we can't truly put our focus where it's really needed, on Jesus.
Speak the Word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to train up God's children to be soldiers of Jesus Christ.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word. God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speaktheWordMinistry.net. That's speaktheWordMinistry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a message titled, The Power of God is in His Word.
Speak the Word.
We're going to start in Psalms 138, verse 2, that says that He has exalted, talking about God, that He has exalted above all else His name and His Word. Hallelujah. I'd also like to share a few more scriptures before getting started about God's power, you know, and where God's power is. According to the God Word translation, it says that every scripture passage is inspired by God. All of them are used for teaching, pointing out errors, correcting people, and training them for a life that has God's approval. In verse 17, they're talking about God's Word. They have equipped God's servants so that they're completely prepared to do good things. In other words, the Word of God will equip you and transform you to handle anything that the enemy might throw your way. And I know, like everybody else, he's busy throwing those darts at us all the time, in our health, in our finances, with our families. And so, but he's saying that he's equipped us with his Word that can handle anything that the enemy throws our way. In John chapter 1, I just quoted that, but I'm going to quote it in the Easy Read translation. It says, before the world began, the Word was there. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Praise God. And friends, he says, talking about God, he says that he has magnified his Word above his name. Hallelujah. Think about that. He has magnified his Word above his name. And that means that our ability to overcome our circumstances is in His Word. Now, that's where the power is, okay? So if you're going to overcome your circumstances, you're going to have to learn. You're just really going to have to learn to speak God's Word over those circumstances. And we must take the limits off of God. We limit God so much. And we can only do this when we begin to speak. We can only take the limits off of God when we begin to speak and agree with God's Word. According to Psalm 78:4 in a New King James, it says, yes, again and again they tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. And I don't think, brothers and sisters, that the Israelites are the only ones that put limitations on God. I think we limit God all the time. I do myself. I'm guilty. And maybe some more guilty than me, and maybe not, you know, maybe less. I don't know. But we limit God in so many different ways. We limit Him when it comes to healing. We limit Him when it comes to our finances, because we might have an illness in our bodies or something. And instead of running to Him first, we, you know, maybe run to the medicine cabinet and get something out, or go to the doctor. And there's nothing wrong with taking medication, so don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm just saying we should consult God first. Jesus is our healer. He died for our healing. And so this is one of the ways that we limit God. As a matter of fact, in Romans, it says, yet amid all these things, we're more than conquerors, and we gain a surpassing victory through Him who loved us. The power is in God's Word. It's not in my words, but it's in God's Word. He said, God will help you, talking about me and you, to put your enemies under your feet. Just like Jesus said that He was going to make His enemies His footstool. You'll find that over in Acts 2, chapter 2, verse 24. In Psalms 110, verse 1, in New King James, it said, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. You know, that's awesome. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6, in the King James, it says, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. It's the Father, and Jesus, and you and me. And so we have to understand that He has seated us in a place far above the principalities and the darkness of this world. You know, He has lifted us up. And this is where we're seated. Jesus is the supreme head. You know, we have to understand that we're the body, and Jesus is the head. He's the head of the church, and we're the body. In other words, we are seated at the right side of Jesus, and Jesus, as I was just pointing out to you, is seated at our Father's right side. This is where we are sitting. Listen, now, this is where we are sitting until Jesus makes our enemies our footstool. Isn't that awesome? In Psalms 138, verse 7, in Amplified Bible, it says, though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. You will stretch forth your right hand against a raft of my enemies, and your right hand will save me. Hallelujah. Do you realize that God has so much love for Israel that He actually made the sun stand still when Joshua prayed? You know, that's really powerful. That was the one and only time in history that it's ever happened. But it happened. And there's some things in our lives today that we can pray for that seem impossible in the natural that might be the one and only time that happened too. Because God is the same God. He hasn't changed at all. And He says in Joshua chapter 10, verse 12 to 13, in the Easy Read, it says, on the day the Lord gave Israel the victory against the Amorites, Joshua stood before all the Israelites and he said to the Lord, sun, stop over Gideon. Moon, stand still over the valley of Ajalon. In verse 13, it says, so the sun did not move. The moon stopped until the people defeated their enemies. The sun stopped in the middle of the sky, and it did not move for a whole full day. You know, I can remember when I first moved back to North Carolina. My husband at the time, he's deceased now, we were putting this big barbecue it was an outside, supposed to be an outside thing, but it had been raining for days. And the house we lived in was a big old Victorian house, and beautiful house. I love these big Victorian homes. And my husband and my brother-in-law were out cooking the pig, and it was pouring down rain, and they were standing there with umbrellas, you know, on their heads. And so people were coming into the house, and I was busy, you know, making up my potato salad or whatever it was I was doing. And somebody was saying, well, Joe, don't you think we're going to have this on the inside? And I said, no, it's an outside, not an inside thing. And so I just kept on because I had prayed, brothers and sisters. I had prayed and I'd seen, you know, where, you know, Jesus, you know, had spoke to the rain and the storm. And so I had prayed over the rain that was there. And I want you to, you know, and so it stopped raining. And the people came and we had our dinner outside under this big oak tree south of us. It was so black, you know, and one of the commissioner's wives said, you know, she says, it looks like God's hand is holding back the rain. And I believe that, you know, that was confirmation in my spirit that God had answered my prayer, you know, because He held it back until we finished eating, until we got everything inside the house, and it started raining again, and rained for a couple of days. Now, I know, I'm wise enough to know that does not compare to the sun standing still and the moon standing still and not moving for a full day. But this is an example of what God can do when we practice using the authority that He's given us and speaking His word over our circumstances and situations. At one time, I would have never thought about speaking to the weather. you know, to the storm or to the rain. But now, every time, you know, they say a hurricane's coming or a storm or tornado, I start praying, you know, and start putting protection around our homes and our neighbors, you know. And so you'd just be amazed at the power that is in the spoken word of God.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey on today's edition of Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Generous contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be back in just a moment. But first, we'd love to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ and how to stand strong in turbulent times. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. Again, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with the closing prayer.
Father, thank you that you have exalted above all else your name and your word. You have provided us with your word to teach and train and equipped us to be completely prepared for any situation. I thank you, Lord, that your word will equip us and transform us to handle anything that the enemy throws at us. I thank you that with the power of your word, we have been given the ability to overcome any and all circumstances. Thank you, Jesus. Father, your word says we have put limitations on you. So I pray, O Lord, that you will teach us that by speaking your word and coming into agreement with your word, all those limitations can be removed. You said, Lord, that you will help us to put our enemies under our feet, just like you're making your enemies your footstool. Your word says that you have raised us up together and made us to sit in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And this is where we will sit. Praise God. This is where we will sit until Jesus makes our enemies our footstool. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, that though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand will save us. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we hope you've been blessed by our message today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God. Against the word.